right, let me see your Bibles. How many of you have your Bibles this morning? Hold them up high. Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. All right. Now open them up for me. You say, where do you want me to open them up, preacher? Well, I'm not preaching today. Brother Dobson's going to preach. Brother Dobson, you come on. Make sure you just give them just a couple minutes of what you guys are going to be doing on the field.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Well, good morning. Sounds like not everybody's awake. I'm going to say this again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Now I think you guys are awake. Well, I am Robert Dotson. I am going to be a missionary over in Germany to the U.S. military. How many people in here have family members that are in the service? That's quite a bit. And with Veterans Day coming up, thank you. Thank you to your family. Thank you to any former or present members that are in here. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it very much. I retired just over a year ago. I did 24 years in the Air Force, and I met my wife, who's sitting up in the balcony. I met her in the Air Force, and she did 4 years in the Air Force as well. We both were jet mechanics, and we met in maintenance tech school. It's basically just a school how to learn to do our job as maintainers on aircraft. And then I ended up changing career fields. I ended up going into law enforcement security and doing that the rest of my time in the Air Force. But the Lord had called us many years ago, or my wife at a young age, and to be a missionary. And then I went on a mission trip to India, and I believe that was the time that the Lord had called me to be a missionary. And it wasn't until 2018 that I had a last minute deployment to Germany, and I prayed about it, and that's where the Lord revealed where and to whom we were going to be missionaries to. And Lord has blessed throughout our career, because we were able to witness to or minister to many military families throughout our career. But we're going over to Germany. We're going to be right there near, close to a big base in Germany called Ramstein Air Base. And we're going to be partnering with some veteran missionaries over there. And so that's what we're going to be doing over there. Pray for us. Pray for us as we travel and raise support to get over there. We've always had a heart for our military. So they need it. They need it. Many missionaries that go over there, or many military members that go over there, they're looking for a way to fit in. And sometimes they get involved in the wrong things. And so we're trying to reach them and bring them in and share the gospel with them. Get them saved, get them discipled, and that way when they leave in 1 to 2, 2 to 3 years, that they go and get involved in a local church wherever they end up going to next. So pray about that. Pray for us. Pray for the Dotson family. Those of you that come by this evening, I'll share a little bit more tonight. And we'll show our video and stuff. But stop by our table. Come visit the kids. Ask them questions and stuff. It's been a transition. Been a transition for me and a transition for them. As we get used to Daddy being home all the time. Daddy was always gone, so trying to get used to that. So pray about that. This morning we're going to take a look at Proverbs 29, that first part there. So as you're turning your Bibles there, so Proverbs 29:18, that first part there we're going to take a look at. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This morning, I'm going to ask you, how is your spiritual eyesight? How is your spiritual eyesight? And so before we get into the lesson this morning, we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for this time together, Lord, that we can open your word and learn from you, Lord. And Lord, just be with all of us today, Lord. And Lord, just the many things that are going to go on today, Lord. Lord, just be with all the young people in here, Lord. And Lord, just if they don't know you, Lord, that they would come to know you, Lord, as their personal Savior. Lord, just use me this morning. Help me to bring the lesson this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So how is your spiritual eyesight? How many people have heard of Helen Keller? Quite a few people in here, right? Well, Helen Keller had said that it is a terrible thing to see and have no vision. It is a terrible thing to see and have no vision. Many people know that she was blind, right? But also in Mark 10, tells us of a blind man named Bartimaeus. He came to Christ and received his sight, not just physically, but also spiritually. Paul was also blinded on the road to Damascus, but God restored his sight both physically and spiritually. When we receive Christ as our personal Savior, we receive that spiritual vision. Many times we tend to lose our vision in our Christian life. Our eyes can become darkened by our cares, and when we change our focus from Christ to the world, we get too involved in the worldly things. Our cares in life or the things we worry about can lead us to have less of the vision that we need to see things through Christ sees them. Our vision becomes spiritually impaired. But here's some things that we need to do to bring back our vision back in focus in our lives. Number one, the vision of Christ and what he has done for us. The death on the cross for us, he didn't have to die. He didn't have to die. He chose to because he loves us. The Bible shares many times in the Bible how much he loves us and that sacrifice that he did on the cross for us. We can have that free gift of salvation through him because of his death. His resurrection. He rose from the dead, but he didn't stay there. Luke 24, 6 through 7 tells us that he arose from the grave and just as he said he would. Because he died, was buried, he rose again, we can have eternal life. His promise to come again and take us home to heaven. When our race on earth is run, we will spend eternity with him in heaven. Because of what he has done for us, we should have number two, the vision of the harvest field. The vision of the harvest field. Matthew 9:37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. There's so many missionaries that are over on the field that are coming off the field. One, because of old age, health issues. But there's not enough missionaries that are out there that are willing to go and be that replacement. The Lord's maybe been talking to many of you in here. I know a few people that the Lord has been talking to you. And if that's the case, I ask you, if the Lord's been talking to you about service, being a missionary, a full-time Christian service, get with your pastor, get with your Sunday school teacher, get with your teacher, that way they can help you and pray for you. This vision is not just supposed to be for missionaries, but it's for all Christians. We are to spread the gospel wherever we are at. There are millions, if not billions, that have never heard the gospel in the U.S. or around the world. Many of these people are searching for hope and for someone to help them. I had a former canine handler. He reached out to me. Many times I talked with him. I shared the gospel with him. The one thing that he had said, that he had no hope. He had no hope. Like I said, I shared the gospel with him, watered that, and then I got a phone call from my pastor that said, hey, Mitch ended up coming to church and got saved. He got saved. Many of you that are in here probably witnessed to many people and been getting discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Stay on fire. Keep sharing the gospel with them. Pray for them. I was getting discouraged. But that morning or that evening that I found out about Mitch getting saved, I was shouting hallelujahs about him getting saved. There are less people willing to share the gospel of Christ with others. Where at home, our relatives, at work, our coworkers, at school, our classmates. There are many opportunities where to share the gospel. Sometimes we may not be able to give the gospel because of certain circumstances. I don't know about you, but yes, when I was in high school, I was shy. I was shy. Well, Brother Dotson, I am just like you. I am shy, but it's not hard to just give a tract, invite somebody to church, ask them to read it. It's not hard. Keep praying for them. Another reason is because time is getting very short. Somebody mentioned that last night. I think you mentioned it last night, right, brother? Time is getting very short. We don't know when he's coming back. Christ is returning. Matthew 24:42 says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." We do not know the time, so we must get busy telling everyone we can. Another reason is thousands are dying every day. The opportunity to witness to them is gone. Do you have someone that you know that is not saved? I do. I have some relatives that I'm praying for. We've shared the gospel with many times. Have you told them the good news of the gospel? And if you cannot give the gospel, pray for that somebody can reach them with the gospel. When we can see clearly the spiritual, with the spiritual eyes of Christ, we have number three, the vision that there is an eternal hell. The eternity without God, without His light, His love, or His fellowship. The eternity without loved ones, our friends. There's no more parties, no get-togethers. Hell is a place to remember. The opportunity that you had to receive Christ the people who have witnessed to you, the services just like this one, that you've heard the gospel. You will always have an opportunity to remember one, others that, just like in Luke 16, 9 through 31, tells us about a rich man. This man who had everything on earth but died without Christ. The Bible says that when he opened his eyes in hell, he was in torment. He was in pain. He was thirsty. He was just begging for one drop of water. One thing that caught my attention was that he vividly remembered who he was and that he had unsaved brothers that were still alive. Being in hell does not erase the memories. The memories will be there for eternity. The memories of one, rejecting the gospel. Two, how you treated people. And three, the regrets that you have. So I ask you this morning, how is your spiritual vision? How is your vision today? I'm going to ask you to stand this morning with your heads bowed and your eyes closed in an attitude of prayer. As Pastor comes up this way, Christians, I ask you, is your vision 2020, or has your ears become blurred by things that are going on in the world in your life? We need to get our spiritual vision back on to what it needs to be on. There's a lost and dying world outside those doors. And we need to tell others, share the gospel. And if you are here today and you don't have that spiritual vision that I've been talking about, why don't you come today, receive Christ as your personal Savior. Salvation is a free gift. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God loves you and sent His Son to die for you. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Don't let this stop you from coming to Christ today. God is waiting with open arms. So, get with your teacher, get with your pastor this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we spent in your word, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you just bring our vision back to you. If it's blurred, Lord, that we get our spiritual vision back, Lord. And Lord, I ask you just work in the hearts and mind of anybody that's in here, Lord. Just open that door. Lord, just that if they don't know you, Lord, that today would be their day of salvation, Lord. Lord, just work in them. And we thank you for it. Ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want you to remain in an attitude of prayer, if you would. With heads bowed and eyes closed, why don't you be seated? Very quickly. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let me ask you this morning. If God spoke to your heart and you're here and you're part of our school and you don't know for sure if you died right now, you'd go to heaven. You don't know for sure that you're saved, that you're born again. If you're not sure of that, with heads bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking but me and God, how many of you slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'd spend eternity in heaven." Would you slip your hand up where I can see it and I can pray for you? All right. Hold it up high enough. I want the teachers to see that too. Can your teacher look around and see those that have their hand up right now? All right. And we want you to deal with them today in the classroom. Anybody else that wants to slip up their hand, I'm not sure I'm saved, preacher. I'm not sure. I want you to pray for me. All right, you can put those hands down. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, preacher, maybe you got a vision this morning of what God could do with you if you surrendered your life to Him. Maybe last night, maybe yesterday, you just say, preacher, the Lord's been working on my heart. Just pray for me that I would do whatever God's leading me to do in my life. But God's working on me. Pray for me, preacher. Would you slip your hand up, preacher? God's working on my heart. I see that hand. I see another. Sir, hold them up so I can see them. I want to pray for you. Thank you so much for slipping it up. Listen, you should go to your teacher and talk about it. Go to somebody that canceled, your mom or your dad, and say, God's working on my heart, and I'm starting to get a vision of what God can do in my life. And maybe it's missions. Maybe it's full-time service. But I want to pray for you this morning. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, I pray for these, Lord, that raise their hand for salvation. Lord, I pray that the young people and some others that are a little bit older, Lord, that slipped their hand up and they know that they need to be saved. Lord, I pray that you'd be with their teacher today. Lord, give them wisdom for a time. Give them a time in the day, Lord, that this burden is still upon their heart, that they might be able to share the gospel with them, Lord, and they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I pray for these that slipped their hand up, Lord, that you're working in their heart and life, and you're beginning to give them a vision of what God wants them to do with their lives. I pray, God, that you would use the messages, Lord, that you would guide and direct, use counselors and parents, Lord, in the lives of these young people. Use our missionaries that are here this week, Lord, to just guide and direct, and through your word, Lord, and through some of their own testimony, Lord, that you might be able to catch a vision of what you want our young people to do, these that raise their hand, and others, Lord, that maybe were still scared to raise their hand. I pray, God, you would give them a clear vision of your direction for their life, and that they would accept that, Lord, and surrender to it. We'll ask it all in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. All right. Want our day school to be seated for just a minute. College, you get to go first today. By the way, I know I didn't say it on the mic yesterday, but you did so good today. Okay, you're dismissed, all right?